Yachting International Radio is hosting their first Mental Health and Yachting Forum, the Yachting Mind and Wellness Forum, on June 28th and 29th. This free online event features an esteemed list of speakers, including Deirdre Colgan from Nautilus Yachtwear. Join us for sessions that address yachty body shaming, sobriety on yachts, how to choose a therapist, dealing with depression while on board, and much more. Don't miss this opportunity to engage in vital discussions and enhance your well-being within the yachting community. Book your spot today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Blogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. She is Deirdre Colgan. She is the owner of Nautilus Yachtwear. Welcome.
Hi, Rhea. How are you? Lovely to meet you.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to have you. You are going to be, of course, on one of the panels or one of the sessions on our upcoming Yachting Forum. And the title is Yachting Body Shaming. But before we get to that, tell us a little bit about Deirdre, how you got into yachting and what got you into the yachtwear business.
Long story. I'm from Ireland. I went to college for architecture, was working in that. The big crash happened in 2008. So in 2009, I went out to St. Martin and was working in an architect's office. And the first day we had lunch, we were sitting in the boardroom and all of the local staff were there. And we were like, where do we go? Where are good places to go? And they mentioned a bar where all of the crew go. And we were like, what are crew? So it's that, I think everyone has that moment where they're made aware of yachting. I became very good friends with a guy called Nick from Prince Edward Island. And I lived there for 2 years. And he would come back fairly regularly. And he kept saying, you'd be great as crew. And I was like, you're crazy. There's no way I could do that. And he was like, you're easygoing and I think you've the personality for it. So I spent 2 years in St. Martin, moved home, then moved to Barbados, and the job didn't work out. And I just thought, you know what? If I don't ever do this, I'll regret it. So I planned on doing 2 years, but then I met my husband and ended up doing 6 years. And on my last boat, I found just a few frustrating things while ordering uniform. One was the artwork. Having been an architect, I was familiar with all the vector files. I could draw the files. And I felt like sometimes your artwork is held ransom. And I'd had owners that were like, we don't want to switch companies because we've paid hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars in setup fees for these different companies. And we had a Stern extension. We didn't have the artwork. So I drew it up myself. It wasn't to scale, but we put it on the back of the t-shirt. And then the other thing was we had a fantastic female first mate. And I spent basically the whole time on that boat trying to find her a pair of shorts. She didn't like skorts. She didn't find them practical on deck. That were comfortable, that were stretchy, that she had as much movement and comfort as her male deck crew did. And we couldn't find it. And then also, as someone who was larger of bum, smaller of waist, and I had two girls on the boat who were the same, we could just never find skorts that fit in both areas. If they fit around my bum and thighs, they were too big on the waist. My radio would pull them down. If they fit on my waist, they were too small on the bum and thighs and they would ride up and I'd have my bum cheeks hanging out the bottom. And I don't know, I just put everything together. I had the graphic skills. I sew as a hobby. And I just thought, perhaps this is something that I could do. So I started planning to put the business together. I was offered rotation in my position. And then I got accidentally pregnant. So I left yachting, got married, had my son. And 2 years later, I thought this is still something I think there's a need for in the business. And in February 2020, when I got my work permit, I bought my first embroidery machine. And then during lockdown, I taught myself to use it. And in 2021, I incorporated the business and then launched in 2022. And I've become an accidental advocate because once I spoke about, hey, I think there's this missing aspect of the uniform business, people started getting in touch with their stories of how they were treated and how they were made to feel about their bodies in yachting. And unfortunately, I had similar experiences. And I just thought there's so many, and I think you've pioneered this, there's so many new conversations happening in yachting. Why not have this one too?
Let me ask you, I had a friend stay with me a couple of years back, and one of the complaints that she had in regard to her uniform, and she has, I have to say, one of the most beautiful bodies, very athletic. She used to be a dancer. If I could have half of what her body looks like, I'd be a happy camper, right? But there was nothing that could accommodate an athletic body. And that's exactly what she was. She was athletic. And when you go into these yachts, there's, as you said earlier, 000, size 1, size 2. Who is it exactly that is saying anything above a size 2 or a size 4, we don't want to hire? Is that the owners, or is that yacht management, or is that just the yachting mentality?
I had those words said to me specifically early on in my yachting career. I was a size 4, which is the equivalent of a UK 8. And I was told this is the largest size we have on board. There is a crew mess full of snacks down there. We won't be ordering larger uniform. It was the chief stew who said this, but it wasn't her decision. I really doubt it was her decision. And I've been chief stew myself. I've had to have uncomfortable conversation with people. Like, I had a stewardess who had like a skin condition, and it was an uncomfortable conversation and we had to have it. So for her, I think it was an uncomfortable conversation. I don't know if it came from the captain or the owner. I did once get a job. The owner's wife didn't want the 6 foot tall blonde who was going to make her feel jealous, but the owner himself didn't want someone unattractive. So I was that middle ground, and I was okay with that. Like, looking back now at 41, I think I would be horrified. But at the time I was like, okay, yeah, I'll take that. I think crew agents were the old guard for a long time. I remember when I got into yachting, signing up with a crew agent, and one I remember in particular, I had to put my height in. And at the time I was 4'11 and 118 pounds. And I remember being horrified weighing myself and putting that on. And initially I didn't fill it out. And they called me and said, your profile is incomplete. You have to put this in. And I said, why is this the requirement? And they told me it was for uniform. Now, here we are 12 years later. I supply uniform. I cannot tell what size you are from your height and weight. Well, you could have 20 pounds in your boob. You could have a tiny waist. You could have a big belly. You could have long legs. You could have short legs. I don't know what size skirt or shirt you are based on your height and weight. So I just think it was a way to keep people out. And this same crew agency, I had done my first 2 years on yachting. I'd been on 2 boats. I had good references. And I was putting in for jobs. And I called them and I said, hey, look, is there something with my CV or my profile? Is there something I can update? Because I'm not being submitted for any job on your platform, and you have a couple that I would love. And other crew agents were putting me in. And she said to me, sometimes there's a criteria that you don't meet that we're not allowed to share publicly. And I said, what are you trying to say? And she was like, I can't say it out loud. And I was just like, just bloody say it out loud. So I think there are owners that do have their aesthetic requirements. There's a lot of fantastic new, smaller crew agencies now that are former crew and have come out of the gate and are using Facebook and they're getting to know younger crew. And I think they're kinder. And I think having been crew, they know how to handle young crew. And also there's a crew shortage. So I do think for a long time it was crew agencies. I think we don't give owners the credit that they deserve. I think sometimes they just want the best person for the job. And one of the boats I supply uniform for, the captain's a really good friend. He has a gay couple on board. He has black people on board. He got a female first mate. He's got people of all sizes. You're the best person for the job. That's what he wants. And I just think, can we have more of that?
See, the one thing that really strikes me about the yachting industry is in the world, many countries in the world, and I'm not sure if it's all in the United States, but many states in the US, It is actually illegal to request a photograph on a CV. It's illegal because you are discriminating, period. For yachting, for some reason, it seems to be okay to not only request full body shots, but on top of that, expect your crew to be elfin, or in the case of stews, to be elfin size. So you're actually saying that you would like somebody who could walk a runway in Milan to be scrubbing your toilets with a toothbrush. I think yachting has some really strange expectations of what they're going to get, especially when they turn around and wonder why they have a crew shortage.
I once interviewed a girl. I was chief stew. I was looking for a third stew, and I could tell she was very vulnerable. She was a big girl. She was wonderful. She had a good personality. I met her for a coffee, and the first thing she said was like, oh, I know I'm really big right now. I'm going to lose weight. And I was like, hang on. That's not what I'm here for. At the time, we had time to hire someone. So I had narrowed it down to three girls, and I said, I'm going to bring them all on board for a couple of days of day work, see who gets on with the crew, see who works well with the team. And as she was walking down the dock the morning she arrived, I was up on the side deck with the captain, and he saw her and he just looked at me and said no, before she even made it on board. He just shook his head and said no. And he wasn't kind to her. Like, after a half day, he was like, let's just pay her for the half day and send her home. And I was like, look, day working is hard. Getting your shot is hard. And I'll never forget her. I wish I could. I should probably go through my email now, see if I can find her and see, was she okay? Because to me, she was just a vulnerable person who deserved a shot and deserved some kindness. And she wasn't afforded that. And I don't know. We've all worked with those stewardesses that look like you open a magazine and they just fell out. And my friend Nick, who got me into yachting, he used to work on a really big boat with, I think, 7 or 8 stewardesses. I couldn't tell them apart. They were all identical. They were all Swedish. And they used to have grooming days. So before charters, before the boss came, they would be sent out to get their hair done and their nails done. And they were all given the same hair and same nails. It was bizarre. And I do think, since I started 12 years ago, yachting has come a long way since then. And I think yachting has become more professional, and particularly for women, I think there's more avenues to stay in yachting longer, pursue purser training, or go into a management role on a fleet. And there was the whole kind of trope of the bitter middle-aged chief stew when I started. And I think I did encounter one. I'm not going to lie. I did encounter one. And I think a lot of the stereotypes and a lot of what yachting was is thankfully changing. But about body positivity a lot 2 years ago, and then I've just been busy trying to grow the business. And the last few weeks since I've been speaking about it again, I've lost some followers, and I've had people get in touch with comments that I'm promoting an unhealthy relationship with food.
See, I think that's where people make the mistake, is because when you're talking about body positivity, that means everything. We're not talking about accepting somebody for being necessarily overweight. People could be underweight, but it's their metabolism that makes them underweight. Or people could have something else that they don't like. Maybe they have thinning hair, or they have big ears, or there's so many different things that it's not just about weight. It's not just about promoting heavier people getting into the industry. It's about accepting people for being people and the individuals that they are, while they are still capable of doing a job possibly far better than your runway model, because she just wants to be a runway model.
That's it. And I've spent most of my adult life battling eating disorders. And even after I hit the point where I was like, oh no, I'm fixed now, I was on every diet going. And I started yachting size 2, and I was like, but I'm only 4'11, I should be the 00. That 5'6" girl, she shouldn't be the 00 because she's so much taller than me. But I've always had boobs, I've always had a bone, and I couldn't accept that. And sometimes, no matter how much weight you lose, your body shape is going to be your body shape. And now I've had a child, I've put on more weight, I feel probably better about myself now than I did when I was 112 pounds. So I don't think it is a, you need to be this size to feel bad about yourself and be shamed. And I worked with crew that didn't like their teeth or didn't like their nose, and they were saving up to get that boob job because they worked with some girls with some boobs and suddenly they wanted them too. And I just think it's an industry, though, that does hone in on luck. So it does make you second guess yourself. And I think with men too, I've had captains make comments when they've gone up the short size when they're reordering, and I would say, hey, be kind to yourself. You're in the yard, or our bodies change as we get older and as our life is different. And there's just doesn't seem to be any acceptance of that. And I think because stewardesses especially had a time limit for such a long time, if you were 30, it was time to get out. And I didn't join yachting until I was 29. And I had crew agents be like, oh, you take your age, 29. You take your age off your CV because you're going to scare, you're going to have these 25-year-old chief stewardesses who don't want to hire you because you're so old at 29. So I just, and there were these 18-year-old tall and 19-year-old tall stewardesses. And I was never going to be that. And I'm not ever going to be that. But I was really good at my job. I was chief steward within 2 years because I was good at my job. I sit in the bilge really well. So I think let's give people a shot based on their ability. And let's give them uniform that they can feel good about themselves in and that they can work in. So I don't have the money right now, but I have worked with a fashion designer and we've come up with a range, and there will be the straight line and the curve line. So the curve line just has a little bit of extra room in the bum and the hip in the women's shorts and the women's skirt. And then also for the women's deck shorts, there's a lot more room in thigh, because speaking with girls on deck, the one problem they say they have is that they're all very tight on the thighs. And then when they're bending down to pick something up or pulling in lines, it's not that comfortable. So I'm trying to make a nice, flattering but roomy short. And if you've got a big bum, and there's going to be room to accommodate it. So right now I'm just trying to build a business and get the money together so that we can find somewhere to produce the range. And I do love that the designer I've used, she's also female. She's worked in the yachtwear industry for a long time. So she's also aware of how the demographics are changing. So she's been really valuable.
I think there's a new generation coming in of yacht owner, charter guests, et cetera. I also think that we're seeing a new generation taking over yacht management companies. I do believe, and I hope, that we're going to see a different industry than we have been seeing in the past 20 years, that people are accepted for the fact that they are capable of doing a job and they don't have to look like a Hollywood starlet in order to get on board. And it's thanks to people like you that are taking that into consideration, that are creating uniforms that fit everybody, regardless of whether they're large up top, big at the bottom, too thin all the way around for what is available now, for the shape that is available now, men, women. I think it's great. And congratulations on that.
Thank you. And yeah, I try and make girls feel comfortable. Like, I never look good in a polo because I'm fuller chested. So I wear a lot of V-necks and I have some great options. And often I'll have a new boat get in touch and maybe they hate the fleeces or they hate the polos. And I'll ask them what body type they have and where they feel it doesn't look good. And I'll suggest a fleece that's a princess seam or like a Henley neck instead of a polo neck. And if it's within the same brand or the same color palette, perhaps they don't all have to have the exact same top one. And there's certain things that I think do flatter most bodies, like a wrap dress you can't really go wrong with. But yeah, I think there's a lot of product already out there. People just need access to them.
We're going to make sure to provide all of your details below this interview when it airs. And of course, I want to invite everyone out there to make sure to attend the Yachty Mind and Wellness Forum coming up June 28th and 29th. And of course, the session with Deidre on yachting body shaming. That's going to be interesting. We encourage you all to tune in.
Yeah, and I'm very excited to speak with Emma Kate Roth, Feed the Mind too. I've been following her for a few years and I think what she's doing is fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you ever so much for your time, Deirdre.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to meet you and I'll see you next Friday.
Yes, you will. You've been listening to Deirdre Colgan. She is the owner of Nautilus Yachtwear. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.